Now find island-inspired, limited-time flavors at Whole Foods Market for the Explore the Tropics sales event. Enjoy pre-marinated mains like mango coconut salmon and pineapple teriyaki chicken and pair them with seasoned, ready-to-heat beans from a dozen cousins. Need dinner and a snap? Grab zesty lime shrimp salad, mango turkey burgers, and more from prepared foods. And of course, there's the mango yuzu chantilly cake. Explore the tropics and save at Whole Foods Market in-store and online.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Animals are used for all sorts of therapeutic purposes. Now it's the turn of alpacas. Joe Phelan from K2 Alpacas in Wicklow brings them to nursing homes. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Grand. You've been doing this for a couple of years, as I understand it.
Yeah, we've been doing it now for about 2 years, you know, and it kind of originated out of our alpaca and prosecco treks and our kids' alpaca experiences. And we could see how people were reacting to the alpacas. And I think somebody from a care home visited us and asked us, would we visit, which we did. And the boys, the alpacas, that is, they got on really well.
Mm. Now, how does it work exactly? Because I assume you can't be asking the residents of the nursing home to come out to meet the alpacas, so you're bringing them into the building.
That's right, yeah. Like, the alpacas are very good. Like, they have an amazing temperament to them. And what we do with them, like, each visit is about an hour and a half, because we feel that's enough for the alpacas, because, like, we work from their welfare backwards. And what we do is we go into, let's say, a common room or a meeting area, and we meet a lot of the residents, and we go around to them one by one, and they get to interact with the alpacas, they get to touch them, they get to feel them, they can look into their big brown eyes, and they can hear them hum, you know, so they're quite good.
Yeah, I assume, though, you have, it's not every alpaca that can do this, you'd have to have a particular temperament.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we have 71 alpacas on the farm here at the moment, you know, and like yourself and myself, they're all different personalities, different moods, different temperaments. And like, we handpick the guys that are suitable for these type of events, you know. Not all of them would be suitable, but we know the guys that are a lot calmer, they're a lot more extrovert, the guys that love attention. We also know the guys, though, that don't like attention and don't like close work. So we use them for our treks, for example, because they, you know, they're outdoors and it's a lot less intense.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine from the alpaca's point of view, you're going in and you're meeting loads of different people and everyone's pawing you. You'd need to be a fairly calm kind of alpaca to be able to deal with that stuff.
Yeah. And, like, my job is really to mind them. So I don't allow them to get stressed, because if they don't enjoy it, nobody will enjoy it. Mm. So my job is to mind them and to make sure they don't get stressed. And I know if they're becoming stressed, then I'll take them out and give them a break. But generally speaking, the guys we use now are so well used to it, they nearly walk around the care home themselves, you know, to get out. They're very good.
And the residents, like, especially if they're seeing an alpaca for the first time, are they somewhat nonplussed by it?
Oh, no, the opposite. Like, it really lightens, you know, you can see everybody brightening up and, you know, it raises their spirits, you know, hugely. And they love engaging with them. And you get 110 questions, you know, which we love answering. And for those residents that can't make it down to the, let's say, the common area, we pop up to their rooms. You know, they might want to see them. They might be able to pop out. And the lads will hop in the lift and they'll walk the room and we go in out the rooms. And they're very good, you know. So.
Now, and alpacas are housebroken, if you know what I mean. Is that okay if they're in a building for an hour and a half?
Yeah, we're often asked, will they go to the toilet? Well, generally speaking, when the boys are working, and the girls, you know, when they're working, they don't go to the toilet. But if they do need to, they let me know.
How do they let you know?
There's little tell signs that they tell me, you know, there might be a bit of twitching and a small bit restless. So they tell me, and I know these signs, you see. So if they are, then I'll take them outside. It'd be like any of us looking to go to the loo. You're not going to force them to hold on, you know.
Yes. Get them in. They're jigging them down, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's more or less like that, you know. And we take them outside and then, you know, we bring them back in. But alpacas themselves are very clean animals. You know, they're like cats. They're constantly preening and cleaning themselves. So that's why we're able to do a lot of this work. And also, you know, the alpaca fiber is amazing. Like, it's hypoallergenic. So that means that if anybody's allergic to cats and dogs or even horses, we haven't met anybody yet allergic to alpacas.
That's so interesting. And how many would you bring in? Is it a pair of alpacas or three? Or how many would you bring in at a time?
Yeah, so I would always go with two boys, or usually the boys, because I don't mind stressing the boys too much. I don't like stressing the girls. So it's usually two boys, and we know the guys that are pals with each other. You know, so let's say we have Paddy and Oscar get on really well together. So Paddy and Oscar will visit a care home, and if they visit a care home one day, well, then they get the next 3 days off.
Nice.
And then we'd use Dan and Frank. You know, so we were another two alpacas. So we have a bunch of them there that we can use for care homes.
Okay.
And by the way, they only work 3 days a week. We work seven.
Yes. Yes, and they're working from home as well.
They
have it every way. Joe, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Joe Phelan there from K2 Alpacas in Wicklow.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.